Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Good evening. It is 32 minutes past 10 on Monday evening. This is Love Sport Radio. I am Matt Beadle. And coming up now, it is the Derby County Fan Show. As ever, I'm joined by Simon Long from Rams Writer. Rams Writer. And if you want to join the debate, it's very easy to get in touch with us. 0208 7020 558. You can WhatsApp us on that number as well or tweet us at Love Sport Radio. This is the Derby County Fan Show on a week where I think, Simon, there might just be one or two topics to discuss. Half an hour is not enough.
It's not. You're right, Matt. It's been a bit chaotic, to say the least.
To say the least. Chaotic, tumultuous, dramatic. Listen, we've got to start with what we've got to start with. Listen, there is the 3-2 win over Birmingham, an emphatic win, an important win considering the circumstances. But the antics of a select number of players, three in particular, Richard Keogh, Mason Bennett and Tom Lawrence, of course, who were charged with drink driving following that incident in Derby's Ulstree area on Tuesday of last week. Let's start there, mate. I mean, as a fan, straight off the bat, before we get into the nitty and gritty of it, what was your reaction when you heard this news?
I was fuming, to be honest, and I think I made my thoughts clear on my show, to be honest. I was absolutely sickened by it, to be honest. At the end of the day, these guys are, you know, the professional footballers. You know, there's kids out there that, you know, look up to these guys and want to be like these guys, and then all of a sudden to see these players getting arrested, charged, drink driving, etc. And it's bang out of order as a fan, to be honest, to see this. As a Derby County fan, when you see your team plastered all over the papers, plastered all over the telly, the radio, and for the wrong reasons, it's one of them. You just don't want to see it. It's embarrassing. And that it's shameful, and that's what it's brought to the club.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, it is still a court case, so there are only certain things that we can discuss about it. But one of the main ingredients amongst all of this is the fact that Derby County captain Richard Keogh is ruled out for the rest of the season. They're saying for up to 15 months, not only is he going to miss the rest of Derby County's campaign, not only is he the captain, but he was looking at a potential trip to the European Championships next summer. It's just staggering when you think about that, isn't it?
It is. It's a massive blow for him, to be honest. And, you know, when it first came about and we heard he was a passenger, etc., things like this, as far as we're aware, and you think, oh, now he's injured, you know, this potentially could be his career over. I mean, you look at his age and things, they're saying 15 months. Well, that brings to December next season. He's what, got 6 months on his contract left after that at Derby. I can't see him being in a Derby County shirt again.
Do you really think so?
I can't see it because, you know, his age, was he 33 now? He's going to be pushing, you know, he's going to be pushing 35 when he comes back. And that's if his body allows him to recover, to get back to fitness. We saw with Sean Barker, someone else that was out for a good two years or so. Again, knee injury. He never really, you know, I know he got back on the pitch, but he never appeared for Derby again. And I think this is what's going to happen with Richard Keogh. I just can't see him in a Derby shirt again. Because we've got to move on. You know, at the end of the day, 15 months is 15 months. That's a lifetime, especially in football. And, you know, we've got our other centre-back, Curtis Davis. Again, he's, what, 34, 35? You know, he'll be pushing 36 by the time Keogh comes back. And so we're going to have to look at getting some centre-backs in.
Yeah, in terms of what the club said, obviously, rehabilitation, that's going to be quite key. We'll get onto what Curtis Davis said about it. A rigorous internal investigation as well, Derby said in their statement. But just to finish on Keogh, the strange thing about it is that he is such a committed professional, isn't he? He's such a committed professional, so committed to Derby County, so committed to his craft. And that, I think, is one of the most surprising things amongst all of this. And then, in addition, you've got Mason Bennett and Tom Lawrence, but they're training. They're in contention to be facing Barnsley at the weekend. What do you think the reception is going to be like for those two?
I wouldn't like to think, to be honest.
Really?
I know they're training, but they were training last week as well after the incident. Mm. But the way it is, I mean, this is just going, especially off what I've seen off social media and things like that. It's, if they come back, it's going to be. It's one of them. You see, some people are saying I'll still, you know, support the team, not necessarily going to support that player. But at the end of the day, if that player comes on, scores a winner or something like that, you're going to be celebrating it. But I just can't see them having a really good reception at the moment. I think for them to come back this early just goes to show, well, you know, you're setting your precedent then, really. Saying, well, yeah, go out and get drunk with your, you know, with the lads. Go out and, you know, cause an accident, get arrested, but don't worry about it because you'll be in the squad again in a couple of weeks. I can't, you know, for me, it just sends the wrong message.
Okay, well, do you think there is, you know, sometimes out of a negative, you can take a positive, and sometimes in these situations, there is a rallying call and the team can potentially come together. Do you think, especially after the result on Saturday at Birmingham, which was a great result, and we are going to get into that and dissect that more on this show, but do you think there is a kind of an opportunity now where the team can come together? And one of the pluses is that Curtis Davies has been reinstalled as captain. And quite critically, you know, he said, right now we're going to be under a massive spotlight. It's about keeping the lads together. He's obviously also come out and said, I'm not condoning it, but I have to stand by them and help them pay back to the fans and to the community. Do you think that there's going to be more of a community spirit, a team spirit within the squad? Or do you think this might divide the squad?
No, I hope there will be. We saw last year how close-knit the squad was, you know, with each other and with, obviously, the fans. And we sort of felt like we've lost that when this season started, whether it was because of we're still on a bit of downer from losing Frank Lampard. But, you know, sometimes, like you say, the negative can come positive. This, you know, it showed on Saturday that actually, know that the team has come together somewhat. You know, we've got Curtis Davies back as our captain, who I personally thought was done. You know, I know, you know, he's an experienced professional, but I thought with his age and everything, and the fact he wasn't getting games, he'd not been in the team, I thought he was done. But he's come in and he led that side. He was non-stop talking all game. I remember him running up to Jason Knight just before he came on as a substitute, 50 yards he ran to go and talk to him before he came on the pitch. Mm. And that is a leader, and that is the Curtis Davies we all remember, and that is the Curtis Davies that we want back. And if he can stay fit, I think he's going to be a massive important player for us, for our team this season.
Just to tie up on this particular controversy, I just want to finish on Mel Morris and both Philip Cocu, who it appears have dealt with this quite well, I suppose. And Mel Morris spoke to fans, didn't he, before the game against Birmingham City. And I think that that type of thing was appreciated by the Derby following. Him and both Philip Cocu, I think, have in a difficult situation, have essentially handled themselves quite well. Would you agree with that?
Definitely. 100%. For Mel to take the burden of all this and blame himself, essentially blame himself for what's happened, he's got to be up there, one of the best owners in the league, because he had, you know, this wasn't his fault, but he's taken that burden. He's trying to take that burden off the players, let them get themselves rehabilitated, let them get themselves sorted, let them pay back, and say, no, if fans have got a problem, let them come and see me. And that takes, you know, I've got to give him a huge amount of credit for him to do that. And, you know, just to hear him come out and apologise to everyone like he did. You know, as soon as he got out of his car on Saturday, he basically apologised and said it's all on him. You know, we said, no, it's not, but he said, no, it's my responsibility. And for him to do that, it speaks volumes of the character that he is.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. You can imagine Wayne Rooney watching all of this from afar as well, can't you?
Yeah, you can. And I'm hoping he looks past the incident and looks going forward where we can move on. Because if we can kick on now, and then, you know, this just becomes essentially a distant memory, and hopefully by the end of the season, the highlight of the season is the football and not this.
I think you're bang on, and I think the whole argument that I kind of suggested earlier, that this could potentially be a springboard for the club, is actually quite valid. I think there's a chance that sometimes in the face of adversity, you do come together and actually you might look at this at the end of the season and go, do you know what? That was potentially the turning point for us.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, especially the way, obviously, the incident happened Tuesday, Wednesday night, and then on Saturday, the result we got and how we got that result. And then if this then kicks on our season, because let's face it, we've not had the best of seasons so far. But if this kicks on our season, if we can kick on from here now, then yes, we can look back and say this was a turning point of our season.
In terms of kicking on as well, straight away, like you said, the clash with Birmingham, 3-2, Chris Martin, Martin Waghorn and Patterson as well on the score sheet, Gardner and Sunjic for Birmingham, but an emphatic win. And I want to touch on a man that we spoke on last week that you discussed quite heavily, that you've been advocating to be in the squad for a long time now, Chris Martin. His quotes were quite telling, weren't they? You know, he said, it's been a tough road. I've not been in the squad and I've done extra sessions, but I've managed to get the rewards. It's not time for sentimentality. We need to make sure we keep picking up points. But again, great to see him on the score sheet so early as 2 minutes in.
Yeah, it was. I was beside myself when he scored that goal, and you could see what it meant to him, the way he ran off and celebrated. A massive smile on his face. And that meant so much to him, because I know he scored against Leeds, but scoring at your home ground in front of a packed crowd park, I can't imagine how he was feeling, to be honest, because he has worked hard. I mean, he's come out today about how he's got over, ulcerative colitis and how hard he has had to work. And, it just shows his character. A lot of people question his character and question his attitude. But to see what he's gone through, to where he was, to where he is now, and long may it continue for him. I know this is potentially his last season with us, but let's make it his best season with us. And let's hope now he's taken that chance that Cocky has given him, that no other manager over the last 2-3 seasons has given him. He's taken that, and he said, "No, I want my place." And I thought he was right to get that starting place against Birmingham. And he just showed everything that he brings to the game. Not only did he get a goal, but he got the assist and everything, especially in the first half, was going through Chris Martin. He was bringing the players around him into the game, and that's what he does. And that's why we've missed him, and that's why he needs to be in this team.
Reinstalls my hope and my faith, I should say, in footballers, to be fair, that kind of example. Because, not started for the club since December 2017, like you said, he's had his health problems. He's back in the side now. And this is a guy that wants to play football. I think we can be very quick to label footballers as guys who are just happy to sit on the bench and take their pay packet and often forget that, just like you and me, they grew up with a real love, with a real zest for the game. And that's what Chris Martin appears to have. Like you said, his celebration, you could really see it. And this is a man who, if it is his last season at Derby, and do you really think it will be? Because if he does play well, there could potentially be the dangling carrot of a new contract. But if that doesn't come, it is great, like you say, that he's just enjoying his football and could deliver his best football for Derby after what he's been through.
Exactly. I mean, we signed him on a freebie. So, he's 60 odd goals he's scored for us. So we know he's a top striker. We know he has been a top striker. So for me, he's just got to keep on doing what he's doing. And if he can, if he earns himself a new contract, then happy days for me. It means he's earned it. But then obviously if he gets a new contract, he can't stop. He's got to keep fighting. And the way he's come back and everything, I think he will keep fighting and keep playing, keep wanting more goals and keep being in and around the squad.
Yeah, of course, that is the flip side of that coin, is that they play out of their skin to get the contract, and then invariably, I'm not going to say every player, but they get the contract and then performances tend to subside. We hope and we pray that won't be the situation with Chris Martin. This is the Derby County Fan Show on Love Sport. Plenty more coming up.
Love Sport.
This is the Derby County Show on Love Sport. Me, Matt Beadle here, joined as ever by Simon Long from Rams Writer. Simon, I can't remember if we talked about this last week. However, Frank Lampard has since come out and reacted to the news that Leeds won the FIFA Fair Play Award. Did we discuss this?
No, we didn't.
We didn't discuss it. My word. We cannot believe we didn't discuss this. So we're going to do it quickly now. I know it's kind of old news, but the fact that Frank Lampard has since come out and had some quite interesting quotes. He thought it was irony, he said at first. A strange decision, he's described it as. And, you know, it's a funny one, isn't it? What was your reaction when you saw that it wasn't just Leeds, it was named as Marcelo Bielsa and Leeds have won the FIFA Fair Play Award?
Well, he got it for his little letting Aston Villa score, didn't he?
Mm.
You know, but they, whoever picked it, for me, it's, yeah, okay. I don't get it, to be honest, because let's not forget Bamford got suspended in that incident at Aston Villa so for diving and cheating. So I don't know. Did they pay him off? Who knows? It was, yeah, for me, it was a bit of a joke, really, but leads into it, you know, everyone's against them. You know, thought, hey, that's what they feel like, don't they?
Yeah, that rivalry shall rumble on. A funny old situation, that one, and I don't think that they'll, I'm not going to say they're not going to live it down, but we had the Leeds United fan show on, actually, and they were like, well, it is what it is. Didn't really want to discuss it too much. We'll move on to the clash with Barnsley on Wednesday, and then of course hosting Luton next weekend as well. Barnsley is an interesting one because their Oakwell form last season was very, very impressive. I think they were the only team out of the all four divisions not to lose a game on home turf under Daniel Stendel. 28 games in total, I think they didn't lose at Oakwell. They won their opening game of this season, of course, against Fulham, who were promotion candidates or favourites at the start of the season. They haven't really kicked on yet, but they lost quite emphatically 3-1 this weekend to Brentford. A hat-trick of headers for Ollie Watkins, who is now the top scorer in the Championship. Your thoughts ahead of this one?
Well, they've only got 1 point at home this season, haven't they? They're there for the taking, to be honest, in my opinion. We've got to see that there is a weakness there at Barnsley. You know, they're a very young squad still. And I think we've got the experience to go there and win. And for me, we need to win. You know, if we want to be where we want to be, obviously fighting for promotion, then we've got to go there and get the 3 points. We've got to take that win at Birmingham. That's done now. It's the next game. It's Barnsley. It's, you know, a team that, again, are struggling for any form. And we've got to go there and we've got to say, no, we've got to go. This is it. We're going to win today. And that's the mentality that we've got to go in with as a team. We're going to win today. And then we've got to go out and perform on the pitch again. If we go 2-0 up again, we can't get complacent like we did against Birmingham. We've got to finish the job. Because Barnsley are there for the taking, in my opinion. And they went 1-0 up against Brentford, but to be honest, after they conceded the equaliser, they folded. So, it's just a case of, I looked at these fixtures at the start of the season and thinking, like, we should be getting at least nine points from these three fixtures, Birmingham, Barnsley and Luton. And I still stand by that. We've got the three against Birmingham, so now we go on to Barnsley and we've got to get 3 points against them. That's the way I see it. I think last time we went there, it was in 2017, I think we won 3-0.
Mm.
So we can't win there. It's not like it's a bogey grind or anything like that. And again, that was when they were struggling the championship again last time they were here. So, for me,
yeah, and I think you're right, Matt. I think they will struggle this season. I think we'll see a bit of a change in that bottom three as a moment as it goes. You've got Stoke, you've got Huddersfield and Barnsley. I think Barnsley will stay down there. But in terms of your game on Saturday as well, you've got Luton, quite an erratic side this season, of course, under a new manager in Graham Jones. They drew their opening game of the season against Middlesbrough. That was quite a thriller live on Sky Sports to kick the campaign off. But they've since just won against Blackburn at the weekend, a big win at Ewood Park because they've gone two defeats on the bounce. But I think we're going to see an erratic Luton side this season. They are just 1 point adrift of you in the Championship table. What are your thoughts on this one?
It's not going to be as an easy game as I think I thought it might be. I saw a little bit, just watching highlights on TV and things like that last season when they were obviously going for promotion from League One. And they love scoring goals. that's the way they like to play. They like to attack and they like to score goals. And we've seen that this season. But it does leave them quite open at the back. So we've got to exploit that, especially at home. You know, especially with Pride Park, it needs to be buzzing again. And, you know, so it won't be easy, because they do fight, they do battle, as most teams that come up do. But again, I think we've got enough talent and enough class in our side to beat them as well and get the 9 points from these three games before the international break.
This is also what I love about the Championship, about the fact that games come thick and fast. And we had the Brentford fan show on earlier this evening, and we were discussing the classic argument that gets trolleyed out all the time with regards to the Championship. And, oh, God, is this the weakest one in years? You know, I don't think that you can say it's the weakest one in years when you look at where we were this time last season. The teams are on relatively similar points trajectories. And the beauty of it is that West Brom stand atop the Championship on 19 points. You have to go all the way down to Birmingham in 13th on 13 points, who are just 6 points adrift of the leaders. That is all the way down to 13th. If you look at the Premier League, which is a division that everybody rambles on about, there's 5 points separating one and two. So that's the beauty of the Championship. It's so unpredictable and you just don't know who's going to come up trumps.
Well, I mean, my dad says he prefers the Championship. It's more entertaining.
Yeah.
The thing is, the Championship, it's not, you know, people say, oh, it's a weakened Championship. No, it's not. It's the fact that the teams in the Championship, there's not that great gap in class between them. You know, you look at in the Premiership, you look at the Man City's, and you think, who are they facing today? Or they're facing Watford. Oh, yeah, they'll definitely batter them today. It's not like that in the Championship. You cannot predict a game in the Championship. And that's the whole point about football. It's to be entertained. And that's what a Championship does for me. It is entertaining. Yeah, of course, you'd love to go, you know, into the Premier League and play these Premier League teams. But, you know, getting out of the Championship, that's all part of the fun of it. It's all part going, you know, and getting the emotions. Go into the game, you think, yeah, easy 3 points today, but then lose it. Oh, how do we lose? Or go into the game thinking, I don't fancy it today, yet getting the win. And that's what the Championship's all about for me. It is all about the entertainment. And that's what it does bring you. That's why when you look at fixtures, you think, yeah, it should be. No, I don't know about that. And this is what I was saying. These are three games I thought that would probably get 9 points out. You know, and I mean, I didn't expect us to get anything from Leeds at all, to be honest. But to get a point there was a bonus. But no, definitely, the Championship for me, it is probably, for a lot of Championship fans, I think we all think it's the best league in the world, not the Premier League.
Absolutely. Simon Long, thank you for joining us for another week. We'll see you on the Derby County, same time, 10:30 p.m. next Monday.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.